The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit. If the fabulous love don't get, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers. Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
What's up, guys? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom show. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith. We got the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Coming from
Bathroom Cast.
Bathroom Cast.
Luis is coming to us from Time Out.
I have a hotel room in Philly right now, and James is here, so he's watching Sonic 2 in the other room, and I blasted it so we could say all the things we say, because I didn't want to awkwardly have him in the background while I'm trying to do a racist podcast.
Also, it's going to make you anxious and distracted at what you're missing in Sonic 2 right now.
Dude, it opened up pretty dope. It opened pretty dope, dude. It opened up with Jim Carrey. He's got his fucking wacky mustache now, and he's been living in the Mushroom Land for like 224 days. What? But he's Dr. Robotnik, so he's a genius. So he's created all of these like very like crude machines, and it's all technology within this sort of like mushroom world.
Okay, and then I was thought like, idea. We don't do a podcast today. You bring the computer into the other room. We all watch Sonic 2.
We watch Sonic 2 for one price. It's a watch party.
Okay. We'll do light commentary over Sonic 2. That sounds like an easy show.
So what made you and James go to Philadelphia? Are you trying to get the spark back?
No, we went to Coheed and Cambria last night.
Oh, very, very nice.
James' first concert. What'd you say?
I said, yeah, they were just on Preston and Steve. That's right. I knew you guys were going to that in Philly.
Yeah, yeah. They were great, dude. They were awesome. It's very interesting to sort of watch. Like I saw them at the Garden with Slipknot, but that wasn't like their crowd. So
it
I remember
sure wasn't. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
I remember like they people weren't like super into it when they were opening for Slipknot. But like this was like their crowd. I will say though, they have not gotten any new fans. Not a single young person. It reminds me when I went to Glassjaw a few months ago. Mm-hmm. They just have their fans from 2002 and they're all fat and old now and ugly. Everyone's ugly.
It's so weird. I still think of them as like a young band. Coheed. And I'm like, oh, they're the same age as us.
Oh yeah,
they just celebrated. They're not 20, young.
Which they said that they were like, we're celebrating 20 years, and I was like, that's not true. They've been around for more than 20 years. It wasn't 2002 that they. I mean, maybe their first album came out in 2002. That's why. But they were performing for more than they were performing.
No, you were introducing them in the 90s.
Well, 2001 was that video that I posted. So that's 21 years at least. They were already called Coheed and Cambria at that point.
They're on their 21 year anniversary and they're lying pieces of shit.
No, they were. That's look, I'll say sure. they were great. It's pretty cool. Like,
did James have fun?
James had a fuck, dude. He had a blast. He was lit, dude. He also knows the music. So it's like, because I played in the car on our way to school. So he knows probably like five or six albums pretty well. So when a song would come on that he knew, he went fucking ape shit. He's like singing along. He's dancing. He's really into it. Yeah, yeah, really into
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Yeah, first that's concert experience. Everyone remembers their first concert, not to do an SDR bit, but we can, you know, I have no, Dave, what was your first? I have no idea what Dave's first concert was.
I think the first, I'm trying to remember. I actually, when I was a kid.
Some wigger shit?
I didn't remember Vanilla Ice. No, when I was like a little kid, my dad took me to see Frank Sinatra.
And that was your first concert?
Wow.
I think that might have been the first one. I didn't remember this. I completely forgot this and then just like randomly remembered it later. But I think it was like on his like maybe his like farewell tour or something like
your
that.
Your dad's I think it might have been gray hair.
Your dad's farewell tour. Dad's
farewell tour. It was both of them. Both of them were like, look, we're getting old and we're not really doing this with you anymore.
You're,
so.
You're at your favorite pizza place and your dad's pulling out a checklist of last things he has to do with you on the farewell tour.
It was. That's dead serious. Like,
got Davey's favorite pizza.
Bonding with my son is on my bucket list. <Is he? laughs> Before I die, I will bond one day.
But I do remember thinking it was cool. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, he was an old man, but there was something about fucking Frank Sinatra, you know.
Yeah, Dave's always cool. Been an old Jew Republican. He's fucking, he's like, you know what? Even at seven, I appreciated Sinatra.
Did you go, Dad, did you really tell? Can I have two fingers of brandy, please?
You could really tell he wasn't cool with interracial marriage. There was just something about him.
Really? There?
No.
That's where it came out of him?
That's interesting that your first country would face it, because I wouldn't. It's interesting that your dad would choose that for. How old were you?
Maybe like eight or something, eight or nine. I can't, you know, I don't have that clear of a memory of it, but I think it was something like that.
I'm surprised you enjoyed it at 8 or 9.
I mean, it was like fine. It was fine. Like I knew some of the songs, you know what I mean? Which is like kind of cool. But I don't really remember like how much fun I had. I completely forgot about this. Like I blacked
you literally never talk about your dad. This is the most I've ever heard about you spending time with your dad.
Frank Sinatra and my dad raped me that night.
This is healing. I blocked
this out for years. No, he used to, when I was younger, he would like occasionally do stuff with me.
He would just take you to only things that old people would enjoy.
Things that he wanted to do. Yeah. But he was like his date canceled and he was like, ah, shit, I'll bring my dumb kid.
Yeah. Dave, we're going to go on a long walk in the park today.
Yeah. You want to split a sixer with your old man?
Yeah, Sinatra's like a strange thing to bring a kid to. I couldn't imagine getting into it as a kid. My first concert ever was Poison, the Private Poison Pizza Party.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good first concert.
Yeah, I would really like.
By the way, I was a huge Poison fan. I would have loved to go to Poison. For as abusive as your family was, they really did come through with a cooler first concert.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The lower you are in terms of class, the cooler things, like those little memories are cool. Like I went to WrestleMania. I went to a Poison concert, but it's because my mom was absolute fucking trash. The rest of it that filled in was her beating me and using drugs, right? And my father being murdered. So the other, it balanced out. Like you went to kind of a whack ass concert.
Still like, though, that Poison concert. Like, I mean, I'm saying all that other stuff does suck, but
it's like, they,
I was
like,
so, cause like back then,
my mom like, beat me right into a Poison pizza party.
Yeah, right. So I was like,
stop hitting me with that stuffed crust.
MTV was like the thing back then. And I was like six when my stepfather had cable. That was the first time we ever got cable. And we used to just watch MTV all the fucking time. And Poison was like Skinny Bop was fucking like one of the biggest videos. I would have been so psyched. I think that was one of the first
that was with the laser women had. Dancing next to him, right? If I had to guess.
Fucking awesome.
You remember that, Jay?
Skinny bop bop bop.
But then like it was like the technology, they were very ahead of the curve with like music video technology. They had laser women doing the dances next to him.
I believe that might have been my first cassette tape that I ever owned was that album. That
Look What the Cat Dragged
like
In.
It was like a blue.
It's Look What the Cat Dragged In, Dave.
Okay. No, Unskinny Bop might not be. I think that might be on Open Up and Say Ah.
Won't you check that real quick? Because I will bet you a gun in the butt that it's. You want to bet a gun in the butt right now?
No, you might be right.
Yeah, they didn't seem that confident about it to want to put that on the line.
Yeah, Jay just wants to fucking. Jay's trying to naysay me.
Unskinny pop 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 pop
blows me away. It's all really
concert,
bad.
My first concert was Sha Na Na. That's the band that was. They had a TV show. It was like a comedy TV show, but like variety show. But they were also the band from Grease that plays at the.
Wasn't that the tranny character that Martin played on Martin?
Shanae.
Oh no, sorry, Shanae.
Slightly.
You
different.
Went to go see Shanae.
I want to see Shanae in concert. Aww.
Somebody's trying to break in our hotel room right now. I'm also staying in a terrifying hotel. Like James is like, we walked through the hallway. We got lost because we couldn't find like the elevator. We took a service elevator and it turns into the hotel from The Shining. Like I'm half expecting the walls to bleed. It's genuinely like an old timey. I'm saying at the Bellevue. It's like a
it's like, we made a left, we made a right, we keep seeing the same old man.
There's these two twin girls at the end of a long hallway.
Yeah, the hallways get longer as I look at them.
Your hotel also has the same name as an insane asylum.
Yes.
Which is a little off-putting.
I'm saying at Arkham Hotel.
Yeah. He goes, well, there shouldn't be any problems in that room. I mean, not since the murders. What murders, really, sir?
Because I got like an expensive hotel. I was like, let me get something that's like nice, you know, and it was like one of the nicer ones reviewed nicely. But it's like, you realize like people that want to be in a hotel like this are like fucking old money. Like it's like, it's all crown molding. It's like all really nice stuff, but there's no outlet in the bathroom to plug in my computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really want you want a very new hotel. I want a modern hotel.
I do like modern. I really do. Like, cool. Crown molding. Got it. I want working electricity and my Wi-Fi to be good.
When
Helium first started putting you up in Philadelphia, it was, I forget the hotel, but it was one of those. It was like what they were excited about was to show you they had very dainty, terrifyingly fragile, like antique furniture and everything. You know what I mean? It was like so boutique-y, and like, I'd like just a flat screen TV would be okay.
Can I get an espresso machine in my room? Is that possible?
Like, I can appreciate like old architecture looks cooler than new architecture.
Sure.
And old buildings that are completely renovated, I think, are like the best. That's like, it looks cool, but then it's like everything's new. But I've stayed at a couple of those like hotels where it'll be like a 5-star hotel, but it's, the thing is like, oh, this was the hotel in 1860 where famous people say, and that's like the charm of it. Yeah. And the experience sucks.
It's Jack, like, the Ripper brutal. Stayed here in 1867. What?
You're like, isn't this nice?
If you bring have, a like, black light, you can still see the blood.
It's funny. It's
just Van Gogh. Actually, Van Gogh. Wasn't Van Gogh, we might have talked about this. Van Gogh, you think he's like alive in the 1800s or the 1700s, but this motherfucker was alive in like the 60s or something. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's like much more current than you think, right?
Yeah.
Van, I think we did this on the podcast.
Yeah,
right?
We might have talked
about it. I'm pretty sure we did this.
Exactly. Yeah, I think he was born 5 years before me.
Yeah.
He died in 1890, you guys.
He died in 1890?
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of somebody else.
No, dude.
Picasso?
He was awesome.
Picasso.
Yeah, Picasso died.
1654. No.
Because Vincent Van Gogh was around a little bit ago, wasn't he? He goes, 1700s.
Picasso died in 73.
That's what it is. Picasso. Pablo Picasso. But that's the same shit. Rembrandt, Picasso, Van Gogh, they're all the same dude to me. Like, fine. They're all impressionism, every whatever that centuries. Is.
Impressionism, Usher. It's like Rodney Dangerfield.
That's what Dan Soder does. He's an impressionist.
Dan Soder's an impressionismist.
That's fucking. That's what Rembrandt was doing. He was like, I get no respect for my paintings.
I'm dying over here drawing these paintings. Pretty good. Pretty
so
good.
Up close, it doesn't look like anything, but far away. Oh, yeah. It looks like something.
Yeah. Impressionismists at their finest. Oh, Rembrandt, 1669. 69, dude. Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was the summer of 1669.
I realized I ran out of impressions. I was going to do more people painting things, but I just literally ran out at a bad macho man.
That's fine.
There you go. You're not an impressionist.
I'm not an impressionist.
It was good. I'm really glad. I'm glad you said, oh, yeah.
So that
It's not a bad macho man.
Snap into a slam jam.
Snap into this oil painting. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
Impressionismist.
I like this bit. I really do. I don't mind. We should pull the thread on this a little bit more. I got to be honest with you guys.
No one's died.
I am in Philly right now. We went last night and did the Geno's and Pat's challenge.
You got one of each?
Got one of each.
I don't know if I made up the challenge,
but that's probably a thing that people do, right? They get one of each and then try them and blindly and see which one's better.
I'm a Pat's guy.
you're Pat's guy. I was a Pat's guy too. And I did the blind challenge with James yesterday. And he was like, Geno's, are you fucking retarded? He was like, this is obviously better in every way.
Oh, he's a racist.
Yeah, that's what it was. He was like, I just appreciate their humor.
Yeah, those guys really get it. Do they still have the order in English or beat it?
Sorry. No, but I think that like online, like whoever runs, because somebody said this to me, they're like, they rant about like COVID and like racism, like a lot online, like that's their like online persona. It's actually Gino Bisconti's restaurant.
The Bisconch. It's, I'm a Pat's guy. Through and through. The,
whatever it is. So if you know the difference between Pat's and Gino's, Pat's is they're right across the street from each other. These are like the two famous Philly cheesesteak places in Philly. And then there's Jim's, which is fucking snobs would be like, no, but Jim's is really the best.
Yeah. It's been closed for rats 100 times. It's not
Jim's.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Jim's. So they're right across the street from each other. And Pat's very low key. Pull a picture. We have a multimedia platform. Why don't you pull up a picture of Pat's?
Yeah, that's right. Gino's is the big touristy, like, blinky neon
Geno's, they here. Designed it like it's a fucking like a carnival ride. Yeah. Like you walk up to it, you expect to have to hand them tickets to go on to this big blinky bright.
This noise happens a lot. Just to scare kids. It's not really necessary, but it has to go.
So this is Pat's steaks. Let's see.
That's Pat's.
See, this is and that's actually
a little more unassuming. But Pat's
that's actually much brighter. They added that since Geno's, right? They like that big bright sign.
Yes.
Yeah, because it used to just be the red and white sign, but the big bright blinky one that they added, they want to draw some attention. Now look at Geno's now.
It looks like a fucking disco on top.
Yeah, Geno's is like, you know, step right up, fucking.
Maybe you grab a Tony Luke's today.
Well, he wants to do something else today. I have to figure out what is Tony Luke's. Is that where you get your shrimp balls?
That's a roast pork. Roast pork or a chicken cutlet sandwich.
Let's see Gino's. Let's just pull the picture. Why not, guys? Just I don't know what's picture. Happening right now in the fuck. Harrington produced Real Ass Podcast yesterday. And I mean this vastly superior to anybody that's produced any of my podcasts in a long time. And it's Harrington. It's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, look at this.
I don't think that picture of a cheese stick on top's real.
Like you don't think it's a real cheesesteak?
I know it's not a real cheesesteak.
Do they make the largest cheesesteak ever and throw it on the roof?
I go, Jay, I'm going to climb up there and eat that thing. You know, I don't know, dude. I don't think it's real. Dude.
Many have tried. Are you going to eat the cheesesteak, the roof cheesesteak challenge at Geno's?
It's just Jay scaling the wall. But Jay, it's not real.
I'm fine, guys. Jay, you're not hooked to anything. God is my guide. He wants me to have this. I had a dream about this.
It's a fucking a huge cheesesteak. What is the largest cheesesteak that's ever been made? I bet you Geno's or Pat's did a Guinness Book record shit, right?
These wouldn't
one of
them.
These. Look at the Guinness Book, the world's largest cheesesteak. I bet it exists already.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the probably one of the biggest. Well, I'm sure they must make like a probably like a 6 foot one in Philly and somewhere. Like they make the 6 foot heroes, but there was a place Gaetano's used to make a 2 footer that was great.
510 feet, dude. So, South Philly chefs contend for the world's largest cheesesteak. Where were they at? Italian Market, spanned 3 blocks. If you're trying to drive through South Philadelphia on Monday, you may have experienced some traffic. Whoa.
Lewis,
maybe why don't we get an image of it, you know?
Is there a, that's different. This what do you think? We got Harrington working for us?
Okay. How is Harrington the standard of good production at Gas Digital now? What happened to us?
Damn, everybody could use a Harrington in a time.
That's also not
information about it. This is the cheesesteak.
That's also psychotic because that is 500 cheesesteaks next to each other.
That's insane. That isn't insane to call that that.
To call that the world's largest cheesesteak is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of cheesesteaks. A lot of cheesesteaks.
That's actually shitty.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yo, fuck that shit.
Gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. I love YoKratom. They are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you were already in the market for Kratom, get your Kratom wholesale from YoKratom.com.
In kilo form. How exciting, everybody.
$60 for a kilo. Just, it's a good price for anything. If anything, they were like, I'll give you a kilo of it for $60. I'd probably purchase it.
Yeah, this would be a good deal for butter. So imagine how good it is for Kratom.
Look, guys,
a lot of butter and kratom.
Do your research. See if kratom is right for you, if it can help you in your life. And if it can, get it from yourkratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. We love your kratom and everything they do for us. So please support your kratom, yourkratom.com. All right, where were we?
And then have you ever, Lewis, I was there for the cheeseburger one. Have you ever taken on, I've been watching Man versus Food again a bunch. Have you ever taken on cock? No, have you ever taken on a challenge besides the cheeseburger
challenge? I remember that.
That was like a 1 pound burger.
I forget things like
finish it?
Yeah. He finished it. Yeah. But it wasn't that crazy. It was like a pound burger. 1 pound.
It wasn't that crazy. It was a big burger. You know, if you got a big appetite, you can finish it. You know, simple as that. It wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
The problem is you start to eat those fries. The fries are delicious. So I've done a few challenges.
I watch Man versus Food. It's literally one of my just like turn it on. There's nothing on TV. Just pop it on DVR shit.
Cut to Jay jerking off to Man versus Food.
Oh, Casey Webb.
Dude. Yeah, I've done a few challenges. I don't think that's interesting television. Just somebody eating to the point where they're killing themselves.
I can't stand it. I hate all food related shows. Like, I don't understand the appeal of it.
No, I like a good competition. I like a good Hell's Kitchen style. Like, let's.
Oh, no. That's a little bit different. I'm talking more about the shows revolving around eating. But I either I'm hungry, in which case it's like, well, I just want to go eat. This is just like torture. Or if I'm not when I'm not hungry, the idea of just watching fucking big meals is like very unhealthy.
Well, the reason the only thing I put on Man versus Food for is, again, because we travel so much, so I found it's been fun to, like, if it's cities where you go to,
you can go eat there.
Because not the challenge places, but he goes around to the place and just shows you, right. like me, Bobby, and Ari got like burgers from a place I saw on there. It was great. But as far as like challenge stuff, I'd never get it. He's got ones where it's like the 12 giant egg roll challenge. But I'll tell you what. Mass of food, volume of food is much more possible, I'd say, for me than I can't stand when people do like the hot challenges or something like that. Those days are over for me.
Would you do like a hot ones, like if they invited you on that podcast?
Maybe for the podcast, but I'd have to know that like my next day is probably ruined too.
Yeah, because your asshole is going to be on fire. Yeah, I wear it in my asshole.
Yeah.
If I eat anything even slightly spicy, it comes out of my asshole hotter than
Gomez wears his heart on his asshole. Everyone knows that.
I've done food challenge like from places you go. I did the Vermonster.
What's that?
Pull it up, Alex. It's I think it's 30 scoops of ice cream.
Oh, geez.
That's a lot of ice cream.
You have to do a giant cookie, a brownie. Yeah, you can do it as many people as you want. Oh. And we did it in high school. It was the first time I hung out with like my crew that became like my friends in high school. So it was my friend Yaver Joffrey and Jared Yapkowitz.
Did you guys all
have that? Jared Yapkowitz is like a name you would call like a Jew that talks too much.
Oh,
like,
I'm fucking Yapkowitz. Jesus Christ.
Come down,
Yapkowitz. Hey, Chatty Steen.
Jared Yapkowitz is a great. I haven't said that name since high school, dude. Jared Yapkowitz. shut the fuck up. Calm down, Yapkowitz.
Shut up, Yapkowitz. What's in a name anyway?
But like Justin Gelfond, these were like the crew of kids like that I ended up being like really close with in high school, because I was sort of like trying to figure out who I was when I got into high school. Like I'd come from Haverhill Middle School. All my friends were like ghetto, like, you know, just sort of like poor kids who like, you know, mixed race. It was like black, white, Hispanic, whatever. But they were all like
you get to pick your persona, and you went with competitive eater.
dude, I figured out who I am. I eat ice cream.
The competitive eater guy.
No. We just went out one night. We went out to the movies to see Beavis and Butthead Do America. Wow, dude, it's all nice. Coming back to me. So I know the year Beavis and Butthead Do America. This was like I'm assuming it had to be ninth grade because I became friends with all these guys. And it's the first time we hung out, and we got a Vermonster and Ben and Jerry's, or is it Baskin? Whatever it was, Ben and Jerry's, and. We started eating it, and we're doing good. There's like maybe 8 or 9 of us. There we go. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the Vermonster again. And then Justin Gelfond had liquor, and he poured it in the Vermonster so we can get drunk on it. And then it just tasted like shit. So we ended up chucking it like in the garbage. Like, or actually, I think we poured it under the table and pretended to finish it so we can get our picture on the wall. And then they had to clean up our mush.
They had to clean up 30 scoops of melted ice cream on the floor.
Well, at that point, it was maybe 10 scoops left, but we just weren't going to finish it. Wasn't going to happen.
Then the picture became about, like, don't let these people in the store.
What was that movie? The Great Outdoors. There's a scene where they challenge John Candy to eat like a gigantic, massive steak. Mm-hmm. And he finishes it. It's like a whole thing. He finishes it. But then there's like bones. Then they're like, you got to finish everything. He's like, it's bones and gristle. And then he won't put his picture on the wall.
Everything.
Yeah, I don't know if there's been any other. What are other ones? I don't even remember where there are eating challenges.
What's the look up the craziest food eating challenges? As I said, I always think that some of them, a lot of them are going to be amount. Like I said, amount of food makes much more sense to me than like
eating something ridiculous. But even like amount of food, like you, I wonder how many hot dogs do you think you could eat? Like hot dog eating, like hot dog eating competition. If you had to do it, how many do you think you can get down with the bread?
I really have no idea. Overeating disgusts me. Like the idea of like eating past being full is just like it's like nauseating.
When you're chewing with your mouth open and shit, that is funny. That guy on the Man versus Food, like he ain't worried about looking like good on TV.
I think that's a big part of
talking,
it.
He's talking with his mouth open half the time, so he has to be like, I can't get it down. Well,
dude, like the whole mukbang thing is like it's I guarantee you that's much more on purpose and deliberate, like him talking with his mouth full. It's a part of sort of like whatever the appeal is. People sort of weirdly like they like watching people eat sloppily. They like the sounds. Like some people really like the sound of chewing, right? There's like all these like auditory things. It's fucking, it's gross. I completely get it, but I can't watch a girl eat
ASMR with fucking fat eating.
Dude, I listened to ASMR on Real Ass Podcast recently and it was just like girls whispering, being like, and they didn't like clear the spit out of their mouth. So I'd be like, we're listening to the Legion of Skanks. And like that, it kills me inside. Yeah. And people will listen to that. People will put it on to go to sleep, and it'll just be like, it'll be just a hot chick reading with like the spit in her mouth. Like, I will not eat them in a boat. I will not eat them with a goat. I will not eat grapes and ham. I will not eat them, Sam. I am.
Yeah, someone's gonna use this.
Yes,
maybe. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Not for me.
But and hot dogs, I think there's. I think you couldn't even get down to 8.
You might be right.
I don't think you can get.
Down to 8. I don't think I could eat 8 hot dogs. By the 8th hot dog, I'd be fucking like.
Have you ever tried to eat?
Well, that was the arbitrary number that I gave, but I think maybe. But like I said, but you said if you were like
gun to the head,
yourself, like 8,
gun to the head.
Oh, gun to the head. I mean, I don't know. Gun to the butt.
Go to the butt. Just plugging your asshole as you're trying to.
How big are these dogs? Are we talking bun length here? We're talking about
like regular Nathan's hot dogs, the normal bun length dogs that they eat at the challenge. Which you see those guys when they do the hot dog eating challenge, they're not just shoving them in their mouth. They dunk them in water like at the donut and coffee.
Disgusting.
So because their spit will go if they don't use water, their mouth will become dry. The bread will dry out their mouth. It's like the saltine cracker challenge. You can only eat like. In a minute, you can only eat like 3 saltine crackers. The whole thing, or whatever the number is.
Yeah, I didn't do saltines. It was too. If you could eat 2 slices of bread, just bread in a minute.
Yeah, and it's like you can't get it down. Your spit just gets sucked up by the saltine crackers.
I remember trying one. I don't know what it wasn't like a. It was just like a challenge you could do at home, but like with friends. I think we were trying to do like the chug a gallon of milk challenge. Impossible.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Impossible.
Yeah, I would puke everywhere. Remember there was that one challenge? It was like, it was a radio show in like maybe 1999, probably in Philly, I think, actually. This is a famous story where they were like, whoever drinks the most water wins like a PlayStation 2 or something.
It was something so not that big of a deal.
It was an Xbox, I think. Yeah.
And this bitch tried to win it for her kids and she drank herself to death. It was water.
She poisoned herself or something.
Got water poisoning.
Is that? I didn't even know that was a thing you could do. You can drink water and kill yourself?
Yeah, look up the details on that. What is the actual woman dies after drinking water? After water drinking contest, a woman
who can put it in the radio bathroom. Yeah.
without going to the bathroom, died of water intoxication. Jennifer Strange.
Hilarious.
This bitch is the only bitch who ever died of water.
Yeah, more like Jennifer Suburban Dumb.
Ranger. Hold your Wii for Wii. Oh, contest, which KBND.
It wasn't even an Xbox. It was a fucking Wii.
Hold your Wii for a Wii.
System.
Oh, so you're not allowed to pee? That was the idea? You have to drink the water and not go to the bathroom.
And was she on the radio or was she at home? She was crying and that was the last anyone had heard from her. Whoa. She said to one of our supervisors that she was on her way home and her head was hurting real bad. One of the strangest coworkers at Radiological Associates of Sacramento said she was crying. Damn, dude. But how would they know if you didn't pee? I don't understand that.
I think it was at the... Yeah, she was there. She was at the station. It's like they can't pee as long as they were there. Do you know what I mean? It's like crazy. They probably have to drink water the whole show or something, and they just have them sit there.
Was she hot? Can we see a picture?
Nintendo Wii. She was strange.
She was cross-eyed. Good riddance.
It's always funny when somebody wacky or zany dies, and you still have to have a picture of them like cross-eyed.
Well, you know, we see this. Like, you never see any newspaper articles being like, oh, yeah, she was cute. Let's see.
Cute enough,
full dude.
Full of piss. And now we know she's got a. I hope she left. Who did she leave the Wii to? For her.
You know, as soon as she died, all that piss just came out of her body.
Oh, totally. She started leaking.
Like, yuck. Like,
Mom, no. Ew. She gave her kids a fucking Wii. And then the Wii, the controller broke the television. Like, it was a series of. God damn, this Wii.
Yeah. It didn't come with any games.
Stupid Wii.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that was even a thing you could do. You have an article on the most absurd food challenges, Alex. Yeah. Let's see. I want to see them.
I bet I can't. I don't think I do any of them. I watched one. It was the Key West. It was like a 3-pound slice of key lime pie.
No, that just seems horrible.
Big Mama and Papa's Pizza. What
Los
is this?
Los Angeles. Well, I'll tell you what it is. You got to eat that foremost.
Whole thing?
It's not very good pizza because it's LA.
That's for sure.
6 pounds of sauce, 12 pounds of dough, and 12 pounds of cheese. 20
pounds of dough.
Oh. With a maximum of 5 people helping, this 54-inch of pure deliciousness must be fully demolished in order to do the $1,000 price to split.
Up to 5 people helping?
Okay, so hold on.
Yeah, but that's a lot. I mean, 20 pounds.
That's 38 pounds. That's 38 pounds of food you're eating. The 38 pound pizza split between 5 people is like, what, 8 pounds a piece almost. Right?
Yeah. I mean, think eating a pound is a lot.
Eating 1 pound of pizza would be a lot. One slice of pizza probably weighs like an eighth of a pound.
I don't know about that.
Just a regular slice of pizza?
A pie of pizza. I don't know.
Pizza.
How much is the average slice of pizza weigh? I bet there's the answer here. I bet you it's no more than, it's not a quarter pound, dude. It's not the same size as a quarter pounder with cheese. I don't think it's that heavy. I think it's less than a quarter pound.
You might
have such a fat conversation. We're really using our weight by other things that we've held that we know.
Let's see. Because my body is 13% pizza. So that would make
it 8 pounds
or about 0.375 pounds.
What I tell you? Oh, wait, that's more than a
that's
quarter
more.
Pound. Okay, whatever, dude. I don't know math.
You're just running a victory lap real quick before you figured it
told
out.
Told you. Shit. Wait. Scratch that.
Hey.
Blew it.
But I mean, still, dude, 3 slices of pizza is a pound. So you're talking about 8 pounds, 3 times 8 pounds is 24 slices each.
That's it's a crazy. Ton of fucking.
How much?
2 large pies. No, I'm sorry. 3 large pies each.
That's a sickening amount of pizza to eat.
No way.
I've eaten a large pie of pizza by myself in my life.
I don't think I've ever finished a large pie by myself. Oh, I've probably had like.
Dude, Domino's, I could eat maybe 3 full.
Yeah, but those are like little. Those are little. That's that. I've crushed a Domino's before.
Dude, thin crust. I think I could eat.
No, I've had like 5 slices of a large pizza at least. That's.
I think I could eat 12 large thin crust Domino's pizzas in one sitting with ease, dude. There's just pizza crackers.
There's crackers. Yeah,
they're so good, dude. The thin crust Domino's. If it's not real pizza, that would be what I would choose. Like if it, like you know death you know. on death row, they're like, dude, we can't get you real pizza, but we'll get you Domino's thin crust. I'd be happy with it.
I'm definitely getting pizza. So I'd like to do the pizza challenge on my way out, please. Me and five buddies taking on the pizza challenge. Go, what's the next one?
Yeah, please. This is the 72-ounce steak challenge in Amarillo, Texas.
He's holding no allure to me.
$72 meal consists of a 72-ounce steak, shrimp cocktail, baked potato. If you successfully wolfed out all this food in an hour before going to a food coma, we'll grant you the meal for free. I think I can finish that.
72 ounces? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I could finish it because I could finish it because I think there's only four pieces of meat there I'd eat. Look, you know what I mean? By the time I cut it all up, that's like, doesn't. I don't know. I don't know why steak never really holds an allure for me like that. Keep going. There you go. There's a dumbass thing.
What if it's just a tiny man?
This is a Gulliver. Oh, he's one of Gulliver's Travels people. That's a normal.
It's a normal burger.
That's a slider.
Beer Barrel, Maine, even Clearfield, Pennsylvania.
That's a stupid looking thing.
$379, 123 pound giant, 80 pounds of beef. Let's see.
30 pound bun.
Finish a burger that weighs.
What's the appeal of this? Why is any human energy going into this? I don't understand.
And by the way, it says that when it says these words, the chef tops off the mouthwatering burger with a pound of lettuce. Now, it's a mouthwatering burger. It's just not, there's no way that's good.
You can't have high quality. You can't have high quality. Good.
Right, exactly. That you can't have high quality going on in that big hunk of shit.
It's a third, but if you finish a burger that weighs more than you, you get it for free, or you get $350 prize. That's like, that's crazy.
You get most of your money back.
A 230 pound burger. That's crazy.
Is it you're just like miserable and feeling sick?
That's not a real challenge. That's literally free. Impossible. You can't eat more than your weight in anything.
In five hours, you
can't eat. It's literally, you would double your weight. It's literally physically impossible. You can't put that much food into your stomach. So that's not a real challenge. It's making me furious, dude.
It's probably the thing to look up is who's done it or not. I've seen this before. The kitchen sink challenge is another one. Like when it's ice cream like this, like in fucking possible. But you might be able to do this with people.
Eight scoops of ice cream, eight different toppings. Well, free ice cream for a year. Ghost wing challenge. Yeah, right, these are all fine. Whatever. We can move on probably.
The wing challenge. They're always.
I can't do fucking spicy shit. I can't do anything disgusting. I couldn't do like a fucking, you know, it'll be like.
A blended turkey sandwich?
Testicles. Oh, do you remember that? Yuck.
I do. I know. Yeah, something like that. I don't step out of my comfort zone even to a lesser level than that. Like
you wouldn't, frog legs. You're not.
I won't try frog legs.
You're not at all like adventurous with food. You wouldn't even just give it a shot. Like escargot, snails.
If it was, I mean, look, anything I would probably try for the most part, but
not to be funny or to impress a woman. We're talking about just for your own, like, I'm going to try.
Those are literally the only things that motivate Jay to do anything. It's like, I don't know. I've never done anything not to be funny or get laid. I don't know. What other option is there?
Could I be paid for it?
Like just for the sake of being like, I tried, like, that's it. Like a chocolate covered cricket. Like, just like, let me see what it's like.
Nope. That I wouldn't try. But you'd be right. Escargot. Like, yeah, you could probably get me to try escargot.
I could be convinced to try escargot.
I tried it twice, maybe three times. I liked it once, did not like it twice. First time I liked it, I was like, oh, this is great. And it was just the place that I went to. It was breaded and it was in this green, like creamy sauce. And it was like, you couldn't tell. It was just a piece of meat that was flavored really good. Right. And the other time I ate it, it was a fucking
the first time some guy just gave Lewis calamari and told him it was fucking escargot. He goes, here, look at this idiot. He goes, it's good. It's really good.
This is like French fries.
Does it have little eyes? Does it have little eyes sticking up in the escargot, or do they get rid of that somehow?
No, I think those eyes are melted right off their heads.
Good.
Yeah, no. But the other time I ate it, it was just little. You could see the snail, and you could see it was just in butter, and it was just like too much. Me and James ate it, but James will try anything. He'll try any, like, he doesn't care. He will eat literally. He'll eat a bug. He'll eat fucking, if it's exotic, he wants to try it.
Yeah, that's. out of my realm. Yeah, something that like the bug. I see that it's like a, you know, fried ants. It's some you know, Indian market or something. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. I can't get past the grossness of it. I'll just. It's not even if it tasted good. Somehow they're like, no, these actually are really delicious. Like I would start gagging at the thought of what it is.
Chocolate covered ants. Apparently, I've never had them, but apparently it tastes like chocolate covered rice. Like you, the way, like the texture, course, like you're just eating it and you're like, oh, this could just be chocolate covered rice, but you're eating fucking little ants. That's probably the one thing that I could try. Just throw pop some chocolate covered ants in my mouth.
I just like, well, why wouldn't I just have chocolate covered rice?
Or just chocolate?
Not have to get past.
Why not just have a Hershey's bar?
Yeah, like why not Hershey's do that bar and not have to get bugs. Past this mental thing in my mind? If this is so disgusting.
What would be the point of
chocolate on the floor and let ants come to it?
But why, like, what is the point of it? Like, you're right, actually. Like, why wouldn't I just say, like, we're gonna hold the ants. Just give me that chocolate. Give me a spoonful of the chocolate. Yeah. We're good without the ants.
Because people find out it is edible, and then they have to find out a way to present it to be. You know what I'm
saying? Is there in these countries? Is there like a massive like? You know, like there's so many ants and they're like, oh, it's a delicacy. They really do. Or is there like some sort of like endorphin that it releases? Or why would anybody choose that? It's protein. I know it's protein, Bobby. Stop fucking condescending me. Sick ass Bobby. His sick mind is barely working today.
He was up till 6 a.m. Worrying about other people. Yeah, it is protein. You're right. But I mean, but also they don't have to do that. Do you know what I mean? Like toasted fucking grasshoppers and all that shit. There's some sort of thing about it. Like that's, it's also like supposed to be like, oh, holy shit, they're doing that. Do you know what I mean? They're not just like I don't think anyone who eats cockroaches and that shit goes like, oh, you guys don't do that where you're from?
Oh, I do though. I think if you go to certain countries, like whatever country eats like a roasted cockroach, I think that these are countries that like, yeah, dude, they look at that as just protein. It's not a novelty for them to be eating a cockroach. They're not going like, look at what I'm doing. Like that's tourists that go there. I think they're legitimately fucking nasty creatures. Whatever countries eat chocolate covered cockroaches, and I mean this, or cockroaches in general, no matter what they're covered in, we should nuke them and they should be gone. Yeah. Please tell me the places that eat cockroaches.
Just starve to death with some dignity.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always the places where you like eat like mush with your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Out of a clay bowl.
Yeah.
You go to an Ethiopian restaurant.
The same bowl you shit into?
Yeah, dude. If you go to an Ethiopian restaurant in the States, like a good Ethiopian place, there's no silverware, dude. They give you like shitty bread and you have to like sit like Indian style and fucking mush it into your mouth like a
Ethiopian
savage.
Ethiopian style.
Eat cockroaches in China. That is fuck. Can we see somebody eating a cockroach in China? That is Chinese people. This is what
Chinese
I'm saying, dude.
People.
That's where it is. Asia is like where it gets fucking funky and wild.
I like girls who wear
like I can't eat things that are moving.
The
like,
Chinese
certain,
make me sick.
There, I ate a Japanese dish, whatever it was back in the day. I don't remember what it was, but it moves.
Cream of some young guy?
No, it wasn't. The balls of some young guy. It was, I don't know. It moves a little bit, dude. And it's freaky and it's not alive, but whatever it is, like, it's just, it fucks me up, dude. Also, like you'll see
Pop Rocks.
No. Oh, fuck, dude. Dishing up cockroaches in China. I mean, I can't even look at
them. Dude, I can't. This is really,
this
really
is fucking gross. Disgusting, dude. Many people find them you're fucking nasty, dude. Destroy your culture. Destroy your, I don't care, dude. Is this anti-Asian hate?
There's
COVID 20. I don't know what to say,
dude. There's COVID 20 starting.
Dude, Li Bing runs a cockroach. He breeds more than 10 million creepy crawlies. That is fucking rancid, dude.
He breeds them. He thinks there needs to be more of these.
Li Bingkai. Roach farmer, dude, he's fucking disgusting, dude.
Every day I come down here, it's like a buffet.
Can we hear what he's saying?
Oh, cockroach is delicious. I can't keep them in the pot, you know? All right, go.
Oh, look how delicious. Oh, yummy, yummy.
Oh, go. My children are night. Heal for me.
One restaurant serves them with Sichuan thing. That is.
Come on, man. Come on. Fuck you.
And I, 以前在家里面看到，我都直接把弄死。
I used to cook. Now I think they're delicious. These are farm cockroaches. Oh, that makes it better. Not from the wild. They cook at a high temperature. Fragrant and crispy. Oh, I'm losing it right now, dude. I hate this guy so much, dude. Oh my god. Ugh.
Oh, it's a rotten culture. It's a rotten culture.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
I'm questioning all of my philosophical views on libertarianism right now.
Right.
Like, I'm like, by theory, be like, hey, you want to go do that? You do that. That was my line. No. You can't do that. No. Someone must stop him.
If they wanted to implement this in the United States, dude, so I would
I'll protest. I'll go to war. Dude, protest isn't enough. That's not enough. That's we pick crazy. Up arms and we stop
yeah,
them.
That's it. You want to see? Yeah, because they're opening up a cockroach restaurant in downtown. Proud Boys unite.
Doggy, I would firebomb the
Proud Boys, step up and step forward.
I'd show up with a bike helmet on and a mask, dude. I would fight for a right to fucking burn this place down. No way, dude. That's my life.
I feel them on me.
Dude. All right, gentlemen, really quickly, we must talk about one of our brand new sponsors, which I genuinely love. This is, in my opinion, the best sponsor that we have for cutting back on cigarettes, for, you know, just overall trying to you know, get rid of those cravings. Zippix toothpicks are essentially laced with nicotine, and they're really strong, dude. I put one in my mouth the first time we did a Legion of Skanks ad for Zippix, and I got fucking stoned within like 10 seconds. I was like, holy shit, this is really strong. It's great if you guys have to, if you're at work and you can't smoke all day, if you guys are traveling, if you guys are indoors, if you got kids around, this is a great alternative to get your nicotine fix.
Oh yeah, and it's got amazing flavors. It's not expensive at all, much cheaper than cigarettes, and you don't have to hide cigarette butts. There's no smoke, no smell, and again, the cost so much better than cigarettes,
dude. No butts about it. That should be their slogan. No butts about it.
That's brilliant,
right? And nobody's done that for a cigarette quitting smoking campaign, right?
No, never. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com right now. Use the promo code LOS10 and you're going to get 10% off your order today. Once again, Zippix Toothpicks, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, promo code LOS10 for 10% off your order. All right, let's get back into it.
Dude, there was another video of a guy, and it was on Instagram, and it was essentially like, it might have been Jordan Peterson, one of these guys that like posted it, right? And it was just like, you know, we don't appreciate men enough for like the jobs they do. If I'm 100% positive it was Jordan Peterson. And it was like, it showed a guy in like a manhole, like cleaning something out. And there were cockroaches crawling all over his head and neck. And it was just his job, dude. So you got to get down in these holes and not give a fuck about cockroaches crawling on him. I mean, dude, I turn into a fucking chick, dude. Bugs are not, I'm not good. Cockroaches in particular. Like, I could pick up an ant. Grasshopper doesn't bother me. You know, if a grasshopper landed on my face, it would fucking send me into a fucking that spiral, yeah. Dude.
My child would never respect me again, the noises I would make.
Just landed right there, dude.
I believe if a cockroach landed on my face, I could do a wall run. One of those things where you run up the wall and do a flip. Like, I believe the feet of athleticism I can show when faced with being touched by a bug in the face. Have you seen that video yet of the kid getting whacked with the bird on the fucking please, the kid get whacked with the bird. This was something that I would never be okay with. This, I'd have to get off the ride and go to an asylum for the rest of my life.
Why? Wait, he was on a ride?
Yes, and it's so stays there for so, it's so crazy.
What do you mean? All right, please pull it up. Yeah, I want to see what this is. Let's do plugs while they're pulling that up real quick. Let's take a moment and do some plugs. Plugarooskies, Dave Smith.
I'll be out in Orlando in a few days now. Looking forward to that. ComicDaveSmith.com. All my stuff is up there. Part of the Problem. Yo MMA Rap. Go check it out. Hear what everyone's been talking about. Yo MMA Rap. All the hubbub.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Next weekend, I'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio, Liberty, Ohio. And after that, I'm just back on the road pretty much every weekend for the rest of the year, up to and including Skankfest, where I'll be doing my special. Very, very exciting. And my album, I believe, is being tracked right now, so it should be coming out very soon, the Crowdwork album. And it's going to be a lot of fun things coming up. A lot of fun things.
Skankfest is coming up soon.
I know. Oh, yeah. So soon.
A lot of live stuff.
And, SDR show. Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of live stuff coming up. Me and Aaron Berg back out on tour in August. August 11th will be with the West Palm Beach Improv. 12th, Tallahassee, Florida. 13th, Jacksonville, Florida. Come out to Tallahassee. Is there not comedy fans? What is going on with Tallahassee? Jacksonville, we're crushing it. West Palm Beach, we're crushing it. I'm going to do something very, very special in Tallahassee. We're going to hang out afterwards. We're going to throw an after party. We're going to fucking go out to a strip club. We're going to find some hookers. We're going to do some shit, okay? So come out to Tallahassee. See me in Aaron Berg. August 25th, we'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. Going down to Denver for the first time ever. I'll be in Colorado Springs on September 7th and Denver on September 8th. Lots of live stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for those shows and more. And if you guys love this show, you guys can get the entire on-demand library, the entire every episode that we have available are all in one place, ad-free and uncensored, all at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial, get instant access to all the shows, all the podcasts on the network, the thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. Plus, it's ad-free, uncensored, racist live chat, and more. Go subscribe, support us.
Word. You have that video, Bobby? Alex? Yeah, this is it.
Oh. Oh.
I mean,
dude, that's hilarious.
I would lose.
Oh, God, just the way it's there for so long.
Dude,
that
would, oh, God. Dude, it's all in your face, dude.
Oh, this is so awful. Oh.
Poor girl.
That's
hilarious.
And even the having to rip it off is so horrible.
Dude, they put the fucking thing up on Netflix about the Is Anyone Up guy. Do you remember that website, man? That website was fucking... It strikes me... It's so funny how like disgusting it was of a thing to do at the time, but I didn't even overthink that. Is Anyone Up was the site that was the revenge porn site where you could like upload pictures of like your naked ex-girlfriend or whatever, and then they would put like her Facebook on there and everything. You don't remember that?
No, oh, but gee, I remember that mean. that was a legal thing for like 10 years.
It was legal. Yeah, that's what this guy
that was like, dude, revenge porn, they had to create law because the internet's so new. Like it wasn't the a
guy.
Thing like
it was this guy, Hunter Moore. He's a fucking he couldn't look more. I love when someone who's in charge of all this stuff looks the part of like the jerk off. It's like Joe Francis, the Girls Gone Wild guy. Same thing. He looks like an asshole. This guy looks like a total fucking jerk off, and he
but you know, like it was not they had to like. And the way the government works, the way laws work, it's like they had to like propose it in like some fucking like legitimate way.
Yeah, that takes
pass
a while.
Vote on it. It takes months.
Well, because technically, like you, if you took pictures of someone, it'd be like, well, that's your property. Like you took fucking pictures of them. You know what I mean? It's just such an evil thing to do, particularly to link it with their Facebook and shit like that.
Well, I think what they're finding out too, by the way, was a lot of them were hacked. That's the thing. That's where they. I'm not there yet.
Oh, like,
I think where they ended up getting him was because it wasn't somebody uploading it. Like, a lot of them were that, but then it was also they were hacking people. He knew how to hack people.
Yeah.
It was actually, you know, it's funny when they showed what the hack was. I'm like, I wonder if I've done this and fucked somebody else over before by accident. But how they so? Were, because I don't know. It seems so familiar when they show up, but the way they would get people's emails and access to their stuff to find their dirty pictures. Was they do the move? You go into their DMs, and you go, you hack one of their things. I think it's like Facebook or something. And then once you're in the Facebook for their emails, you go, you reach out to a friend and go, oh hey, I got locked out of my, I lost my phone and I got locked out of my email account. Can I have them send the code to you and you tell it to me? And it's just like, you know, you think it's coming, like I would believe it's coming from you, Lewis, but it's somebody hacking you. And then I give them the code, and then they control your email.
Wow. Yeah, pretty that's crazy. Wild. But who puts nudes in email anymore?
Well,
that was an old way to do it.
A bunch of these girls say what their thing was because they would run out of room on their phone, like memory on their phone. So they would email the pictures to themselves.
So this is a little bit older. So I think like now the way that
it's like, all about the cloud now.
Yeah now it's like you have everything on your phone. There's no reason to email anything. It's a little bit of a different thing. How do they like hack the Fappening? That's the thing that like scares me.
I have because no
I'm like, should I just be deleting
idea.
Everything on my phone? Like, what is going? How do they like all of these celebrities?
They also say if you delete everything on your phone, it doesn't matter. It's all still there.
No, I think you can delete it from the cloud.
So they say there's like a footprint still for everything you've done.
I'm sure there is, dude. Well, look, dude, if you want to see me getting my cock sucked by
five or six guys, all you got to do is join my OnlyFans for the low, low price of $7 a month.
How do they hack the cloud? You know, guys, I have to pause.
I drove, which is going to pay dividends going home.
Why?
I'm back. Why will it pay dividends?
Because just the fucking... Like, there's, I don't have any of the easy flying shit like in Canada. So there's no TSA pre-check. There's no way to go faster through customs. It's like everyone's leaving the festival on Sunday. So there'd be like
a 3-hour line. What is it? A 5-hour drive? 6-hour drive?
5.5-hour drive. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that bad. Really, not that that's much difference about the traveling
max on drive.
Yeah.
But it's also like when you think about like, there's no matter how short a flight is, it's always kind of like, what is the absolute minimum 3 to 4 hours of total?
Christine,
you know what I mean?
Christine flew here. She left the house at 1 and got here at like 7:30 or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, so you're still, it's really basically the same thing. And now at least when you're in the car, you can control if you want to stop, if you want to fucking, you know, whatever.
I will say that the 90-minute mark of any car ride, my eyes automatically shut down like I'm narcoleptic and I will just careen into a fucking lake if I'm not paying attention.
That's a problem.
Around 90 minutes, I get so tired. Like I can't drive for, I get road weary. Hypnosis. It's called road hypnosis. And what happens is the lines on the road start to hypnotize you and put you to sleep. Like you're just kind of following the lines and like that pattern over and over again, even if it's just the yellow lines down like a thing, like it'll fuck me up. So I have to actually start looking at other things around. If I just am staring at the road, like, so that's why I text so much when I'm driving.
Yellow because like otherwise I fall asleep. White lines and a sign on the highway. Sleepy baby.
That's a stop sign that I just ran through.
Lodging exit days in. And a Chick-fil-A, not open on Sunday, sorry, fags. And a
it's a way station. There is, I'm Tony, not allowed to stop for.
Tony Roberts is a joke about it, but there has been definitely times in my life where what I've done in my mind was blink and open my eyes, and I'm a little further down the road than I was when I started to close my eyes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you're like, God bless everything. God is good all the time. I'm like, how the hell do we pull that off?
Well, let's say when you if you close your eyes, like whatever it is, like if going at like 60 miles an hour, if you like take your eyes off the road for 3 seconds, you go like the distance of 3 football fields or something. It's something wild. <You're> like.
I've opened my eyes and as I'm merging into another lane, then you just quickly turn the turn signal on. You're like, nah, I was doing that.
Dude, it's so funny. That. Like, so speaking of, like, you know, I got into a fender bender. I told you about it the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
So I gave the guy my number. We exchanged insurance. We didn't get the cops involved because it was like, you know, you should give an official statement because that's like official, like the cops there, you both give your statement. That's that. It becomes sort of a, he said, she said thing afterwards. Right. So did I explain what happened in the accident on the show?
I believe so.
Yes. Yes.
Long story short, I'm driving. I tap into the guy in front of me, like literally just the lightest little tap, doesn't cause any damage. I don't even think I tapped into the guy. I thought my brake system locked and I just jerked forward for that reason. So I just was like, all right, cool. And I went to go around him. He thinks that I hit him and I'm trying to take off now. Right. So from his perspective, I do understand what happened in his mind. Like, he's like, what the fuck, dude? You hit me and now you're trying to go around me. He jumps out of his car without putting it in park. He puts his car in reverse by mistake and the car rolled backwards into, imagine he's here and I'm going around like, so I'm there. So his car rolls back and hits the back of my car. Right. So the back of his car backs into the back of my car. Right. So, you know, that's what, and then I was like, what the fuck? So I jump out and he's kind of upset at first, but I'm like, yeah, dude, look, you know, it is what it is. Like, obviously. So, you know, I find out right there and then he doesn't have like collision insurance. He's only got like liability insurance. So he's like, oh, can we just take care of this without insurance? And I was like, no, I was like, I have insurance. So I was like, just go through my insurance. Like, I'm not fucking paying for your cars. And in my mind, I'm still going, I was like, dude, it's sort of your fault. I understand the initial impact was my fault. It's annoying as fuck, dude. The whole thing is annoying, right?
Yeah.
So when he gets out of my insurance, they're like, yeah, we're not paying for your car. I was like, you rolled back into him. That's the damage. From his perspective, he's like, he's like, no, but it wouldn't have even happened.
None of this happened.
Bumped into me and then tried to take off, which I genuinely agree. I understand what he's saying completely.
Because you did hit him and try to take off.
Yes.
That is true.
I said that, by the way, when I told my surety the insurance, I told every single detail just like that. I pay a lot of money for insurance. In my mind, I'm not trying to get one over. Like, what's fair is fair. That's the way that I look at it. The insurance, it's their whole job to not pay for people's shit. So if they have an out, they're just like not doing it. So the guy's like desperate. He called me on three-way with the insurance agent trying to get me to like corroborate his story. And I'm like, dude, I was like, I don't know what you want to tell you. I was like, I'm not going to sit here. I was like, this is what happened. And then he tried to lie and say that the damage was caused by the impact of me hitting him initially. And I was like, I'm not going to sit here and lie for you. I was like, it's better for me not to be on this call. Cause the insurance agent just got mad and was like, yeah, I can't argue with you guys. Right. So I, on the phone, the guy was like, dude, I was like, call them back without me. I was like, I'm not going to get on your side on this. I don't think that that's what caused the damage. I was like, the damage was very obviously caused from you rolling back into me. Like, if you want to try to get one over on the insurance, get one over on the insurance. I was like, but I'm not going to be a part of you getting one over on my insurance that I'm going to have to end up paying more for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird to ask you to, hey man, we're buds, right? Do me a favor. Would you tell your insurance that I haven't walked right since? That'd be great. That'd be great for me.
All fucking nuts. People that like, people that sue as well. It's kind of a strange thing. Kim,
litigious people. It's always like a few plates spinning at once. No one's Kim ever got one
supermarket
frontless lawsuit.
And she slipped in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I'm going to slip and fall them. I'm going to sue them. And I was like, please try. But it's like the amount of energy that is going to go into proving that you can't work, proving that you have like lasting damages, like you have to literally not work. You can't go and train jujitsu. You can't go perform stand-up comedy. You have to literally be a hermit in your room. And I just don't think that the upside is worth it to completely put your life on pause to try to sue somebody.
No, you're right. No, I mean, for me, yeah, definitely. I couldn't see any reason that anything that I want to sue somebody for, I'd be happier if I just like eye for an eye'd it. Do you know what I mean?
You just push the manager down in the supermarket?
Yeah. I go over there, I mop his floor, and then make him fall.
Yeah.
That'll show his ass.
Yeah.
How long in Philly for? Just this afternoon?
Yeah, just this afternoon. We're going to get out of here soon. Or what should I do? What should I do today with him? Run up the Rocky Steps?
That's first things first. Run up the Rocky Steps.
You might want to go by the... Where are the Rocky Steps at?
They're right... downtown, like about.
They're right near where the Laugh House.
What do they go up to?
If you hear gunshots, just follow the gunshots.
What are the steps to though? Like what is the thing that I'm
the
looking
Army
for?
Doesn't
you can't
go
type
to
in,
the Army
just Rocky Steps.
The Army just Museum. Steps.
The Art Museum.
Philadelphia Art Museum.
Okay, sick.
And the Boathouse throws over there, but that's worthless during the day. Philadelphia Zoo is pretty good. It's a pretty good zoo. And
it's their black neighborhood.
Yeah. Whole place feels like a zoo, to be honest.
I heard retards like the zoo. Hey.
Do you think all things from the Rocky movie?
You can do all things from Rocky. Oh, yeah, the Italian market. You go through the Italian market. That's where Passengers was.
For part four, you got to go to Russia, though. It's a little inconvenient.
Let's see.
Club Risque. Pretty good strip club. You want to take him over there? For the?
I'm going to teach James how to fight with rhythm.
Yeah. Rhythm, oh yeah, Liberty Bell. That's big.
The Liberty Bell. But
you might like to, yeah, maybe take him to do that. It's like a old town, Philly, and like show him the stuff like that, like Independence Hall and everything.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna do the Rocky Steps and the Liberty Bell. Are they close to each other?
I don't know where the Liberty Bell is now, but the Rocky Steps. Where are you at?
Liberty Bell's not that big, right?
You're downtown, right? No, it's not that big. Where are you?
I am in Center City.
Then yeah, you're not far from the Rocky Steps.
Sick.
It's pretty easy to get to. Yeah, and he's seen Rocky with you?
Yeah, he saw the first Rocky movie.
Oh, so he'll love
it. His stepfather tried to watch it with him, and I was like, that's not happening. You don't get to take Rocky.
Yeah, it's 3 miles from the Liberty Bell to Rocky Steps. You guys jog it. Jog it.
Yeah.
Did he like Rocky? Was he into it?
Yeah, he loved it. I mean, he's a little kid. He's not like when I was a little kid, maybe it's because we didn't get the same level of high quality kids movies being released. Like when we were kids, Disney movies, like once every 3 years, Disney would release like a new movie. It was a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like the between Sleeping Beauty and like the next one was like 8 years later. Like Disney now and Pixar, they release like a movie every 2-3 months. There's a huge deal. There's entire on-demand sections with like Netflix and just kids sections, yeah. HBO. There's an unlimited amount of content for a little kid to consume.
It's unbelievable what a huge industry it is. It's crazy that like when I was a little kid, like the shows I watched were like the same shows that were there since like my mom was a little kid. It was all of the shows. It was like Bugs Bunny and like the Flintstones.
They didn't really give a fuck about
it. Was just like, this is kid stuff. That's it.
That was it. Because it was, you know, whatever it was, like media was sort of designed for adults. It wasn't really designed for kids. Right. And then there was a few things that would come out far and few between. You're 100% right about that. It was like, I was watching like Tom and Jerry, which was the same exact cartoon that my mom was watching when she was a kid, until like, then they had like an influx. Like they did make Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and like Animaniacs, and they had their own things that came out like television programming, but actual movies themselves, like Ladybugs was a movie that I watched when I was my son's age. And that's not really
mostly live action shit. I don't remember having like a real
live action.
The going to the theaters to see big cartoons wasn't very often.
Little Mermaid was like, there was the huge, Disney was the only ones that was doing like cartoon movies that were big. Like
The Lion King was big, but I was a little older when that fucking,
dude. A little kid. But it was like, you'd get live action movies and it was like, it wasn't like designed like perfectly to like entertain a little kid. It was like, it was a movie and a kid could get into it. But Ladybug's the one that I remember just being at home from school and watching. And like, you know, it's as much an adult movie as it is a kid's movie.
Yeah. Movie, like Ladybugs? Kindergarten Cop or something like that. Like,
That
was like, it was a movie. It wasn't like really.
It was a kid in the movie. So I guess I can relate.
Funny. Kindergarten Cop. Ladybugs. Yeah. And who knew what an adult movie that was? Kid went on to kill himself.
Yeah. He was also, I believe, I don't remember it, but Jonathan Brandis was his name.
Yeah.
I believe there was a ton of like jokes about Rodney Dangerfield wanting to fuck that kid in a dress.
In the movie.
I think it was like, oh, you look good in that dress, kid.
Oh, nice stems, boy.
Yeah. Jack A was his love interest. What a crazy, like Roddy Dangerfield.
That wasn't may love interest, have been, it was his assistant coach.
Oh, they weren't into each other though?
No.
No, that's right. He was married to Jonathan Brandis' mom. That's right. Redheaded bitch. Who's cuter than Jack A?
I was going to say another one where it's like they have no rhyme or reason to like, just give him a pretty wife. I know he's a fat old man.
Not only fat and old, but we're talking about freaky looking. Pull up Rodney Dangerfield's face, dude. He's fucking wild looking. Like, no woman would spread their legs for him willingly. I mean, he's rich and famous, like, so obviously he probably got some pussy. But, like, just him being a soccer coach looking like this, it ain't happening.
Yeah, he was a smooth-looking younger man when they show pictures.
Was he?
I mean, more so.
Let's see. It's not an attractive man, dude.
No, not at all.
Let's see, young Rodney Dangerfield. Didn't he start like really late his stand-up comedy career?
Yeah, like I think he was already in his 50s.
Yeah, he's okay looking.
Yeah, you know, that's the time of that. Whatever that stuff, and we've been trying to figure it out, whatever that stuff in the hair is.
Pomade?
Who knows? No, it wasn't something. Brill cream maybe or something, but all guys had the total slick hair back then. But yeah, he didn't get famous till his 50s, I think. I think he didn't start performing.
What was he doing before then that he was even taking headshots?
He was like a salesman or something.
Maybe, yeah.
He was like a door-to-door salesman. I think that was his...
And then he started being like the MC for like music at some clubs.
Yeah.
Boo-doo-doo-beep-bop.
Yeah, I'm so happy I'm a guy. Do you ever see like an ugly woman? Like objectively ugly. We're not talking about like, all right, that chick's like, we're talking about like, she's ugly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And she's never going to be anything but ugly. Like her face is unsymmetrical. It's not like she could even get in shape. It's not just fat or just like, you know,
God we're talking about like, has stricken you with fugly.
But you see that. And it is I genuinely feel thing. Bad for women because they don't like, there's no.
No, guys can make up with other. You can, as a guy, you can achieve status, success, you know, some which actually makes you more attractive to women. But for women, that's it. There's nothing else you can do. It doesn't matter. Like, a guy respecting you more won't make him more physically attracted to you. You're just, that's what you are.
Yeah. It's sad. Like, I feel bad. Yeah. You see sometimes a chick where she got like just like one nostril bigger than the other. Like, God damn it, bitch. Like your life is just like, you have to really accept. And the standard for women is so different than for dudes. Like I'm not even being like shitty about this. I'm genuinely saying, like, I legitimately feel bad for ugly women. Sorry, and I wish I could help them.
I wish I could help you, but I can't not throw up on your faces.
What was that? Is that Christine?
Christine's arm.
I was like, but it's funny, I almost stopped myself from saying it because I forgot that Christine was there. And I was like, oh, it must be Christine. Thank God. Because I thought you just like almost got caught with another woman in the room. That's like, hilarious. Off camera.
It would be pretty brazen to do.
It's Christine. It's Christine, guys.
Be pretty brazen to just do a whole podcast.
I go, it's Christine. It's Christine. I'm sorry. I have to tell them it's Christine. Hey, guys. It's Christine's birthday today.
Is it?
Oh, happy birthday, Christine.
Happy birthday, Christine. How old is she today?
37.
Jesus Christ, dude. I met her when she was in her 20s. She's old as fuck.
It's all over.
Yeah. It's a downhill run from here, everyone.
Well, there's going to be... Well, it's kind of funny. Like, there is for everyone, I should say, right? But for women, it starts earlier. So, you know, like, all right. If you know how to juggle, I don't even know why I'm making this analogy. There's no reason, but I'm going to tell you anyway, right? When you juggle,
that's all you know.
Let me teach you how to juggle real quick, okay? Start off with two things, right? Mm-hmm. The one goes up, right? And when it hits its absolute peak and starts coming down, you throw the other one across. Mm-hmm. And when that one hits its peak and starts coming down, like that's the timing of it, right? So you throw it up. When it goes whoop and then starts to come down, right when it hits the point where it's going to come down, that's the timing of throwing the other one up, right? And then the same thing on the other side, same thing on the other side, same thing on the other side. So the point I'm making, though, is that every person has their like moment where like they hit their top and then they start coming down. There's a moment. There's like a minute, a second, technically in your life, right? It can be broken down to one actual second where you hit your peak and you start coming downhill.
And you never know exactly when it is.
No, dude.
You really want to find it and you want to hang on to it. Like, yes. Now.
No.
I'm losing it.
But for women, that's like 27. It's fucking crazy. Like for that's a dude, right. it's the variation for a dude can be like, you know, like I'm definitely more attractive at 40 than I was when I was 25, unquestionably.
Well, also just, it's not even just that, like, you don't just like, you look better, but you're also like, you know, like with the total package, you're way more appealing to a woman when you're somebody who like owns a business, has status, has some money, has all these things. It's just like way
can
better.
Can juggle,
you know, all the big things.
All the bigs.
I have empathy for ugly women.
Yeah, you really are a great guy.
Such a good guy. Look at all these ugly bitches. I feel so bad for your faces. Ew. Hey,
he goes, I'm a good guy. I fuck ugly chicks because no one will. Pretty cool.
I do sometimes. I will throw it down with a less attractive woman sometimes to make her feel good about herself. And also to make me, it's not a completely selfless act. Yeah, it's self-serving as well because I get to feel hot when I fuck an ugly chick as well.
That was a hard thing to explain to Christine at one point.
Sometimes why? Because she caught you cheating like, with an ugly chick?
Sometimes I want to feel, no, it wasn't that. It was trying to hook up, like get us to hook up with a girl, and she was kind of
wasn't
like,
that hot.
What? Yeah, she's like, what? And I was like, I don't know. Like sometimes maybe I would be like, yeah, I'm doing them the favor.
But can I say that is a great like excuse? The reality was you just wanted to fuck some other chick, and you were like, just your standard is low.
Because we learned in
baby, we have so much, we have to share.
We have to. Are we wrapping this sumbitch up?
Yeah, we should.
That fucking let's do it.
A lot of fun.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your time in Philadelphia, dude.
Sick. I'm excited.
And then we will be airing this, right? This is going to come out.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. So
Friday and then Monday
we'll be airing Adam Carolla episode. Then we'll be back on Zoom and then we will.
You missed a great one with Whitney, Jay.
I know.
She was great.
I heard she was
great. She fit right in. She was great.
Like legitimately. Yeah, she.
I know. I had FOMO on that one. It looked fun.
She like gave it back to us. She was like very, very, very quickly got the vibe and the rhythm of the show. So she was super cool, dude. Also, Dr. Drew officially confirmed for Skankfest.
Hell yeah.
Duncan Trussell confirmed for Skankfest.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're talking
coming up soon.
Dr. Drew followed up with me. He was like, dude, I want to do Skankfest so badly, please.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, he's really into it. He loves us.
That's fucking great.
I'm going to try to convince him to do Loveline Live with me as his co-host.
That'd be great.
And would you like relationship advice?
I mean, we'd probably get Corolla there now and have a Loveline reunion. Dude, see if we can get
Corolla. Corolla's not available. There. He's not available.
Nah, that's too bad.
Believe me, I already thought about that. Cool. Really? Yeah. I was like, you know what? Fuck Corolla. I'll just do it.
Yeah, you know, I know we know Adam Carolla now, but fuck him, I'll do it.
No, he's not available. He's in Baltimore that weekend, but he says give him the dates for the next one. He's 100% in. Carolla loves us too, dude.
All of Skankfest should just be famous shows with Lewis. The Joe Rogan Experience with Lewis J.
Gomez.
You do it.
I wear many hats.
Yeah, dude, we're hitting a whole new rhythm here. Adam 22. We had Whitney. Bert's been on recently. Carolla, Dr. Drew. What are we mainstream now? What's going on with the Legion of Skanks?
The dab era has really come together.
Right, dude? As soon as we were making dabs, everyone started showing up.
Now we're in the celebrity era.
Hell yeah.
You guys started doing 20 dabs a show, and we have Jay Leno on Monday.
It's weird. It's crazy. I don't know how it worked out, but it did. I love you guys. Happy birthday, Christine, and we'll catch you next time on the Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.